Hey everyone. Yeah, good to see you. We're here to meditate together. If you're new to meditation, I hope to give you some good guidance. The basics are quite simple. We take an interest in our experience as kind of the foundation. We use our ability to focus our attention, and we do it in a way that is doable. We ask ourselves to pay attention to things that are happening that are relatively neutral. The function of this is, as a mental activity, it can engender more clarity and calmness and so forth. And likewise, when our attention drifts, we bring attention to whatever has come to mind. So I will guide you as we do this. And let's begin. Eyes can be open or closed. You might take a few deeper breaths as we begin. Slightly deeper in-breath and out-breath. Just one way to begin, maybe a little sigh with the out-breath. Letting your breath be normal. For a minute or two, let's notice the sounds we can hear. So whatever's going on in your environment, just open your mind to what you can hear. You don't have to stop other things, whether in your body or your mind. So in the midst of whatever may be happening, notice you can focus your attention on this part of your experience, what you can hear. And this is relatively easy. We don't have to hear everything. We don't have to keep track. We don't have to censor. Just the mind is spacious and it takes a little effort. We have to decide to try, right? But that's enough. And then a sort of patience just to stay with it. And also patience when we notice that the attention has drifted away. Gently coming back. This changing flow of sounds. So you can stay with sounds if you wish. It's a fine way to meditate and get going. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, let your attention settle into your body, but kind of with that same spacious feel, just to begin, just the feel of your body generally, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet, vibration, pressure, softness, whatever you notice throughout your body. Different places. As we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. Abdomen and chest like rising, tensing with the in-breath. Falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. For our purposes, it does not matter how intense these sensations are or anything like that. It's if we can feel something, it's good enough to let the attention rest there and just know when the in-breath begins, when the out-breath begins. We're not trying to get something out of the sensations. That would be a much harder sort of job. This is something about just focusing gently, but definitely. The mind naturally becomes more clear and calm as we practice this. Use sensations at the nose as air comes in, as air leaves. So for most people, you know, much of the time, the sensations connected with the normal breath are pretty good. But if for any reason it doesn't feel quite right, you can shift elsewhere in your body, sensations in your hands, of course, sensations in your feet. You can stand if you wish, and so forth. But we don't have to get it right. You know, we don't have to get it perfect. And if all these choices I'm giving you is confusing, well, it's, yeah, we don't have to figure it out. Then just the breath at the nose is probably good enough. Yeah, it does take patience, right? And even though it's really simple activity of our minds, it's unusual activity. And so quite naturally, our intelligence kicks in a way, and we find that we've been daydreaming or planning the afternoon or evening or morning, wherever we are, or reflecting on something, perfectly normal. And when we realize that's happened, we haven't failed. It's just the mind is active by nature. So we include whatever it is as part of the meditation. Just that recognition, thinking, planning. There probably is some emotion nearby. So we can include that, just the feel of it in our bodies. But it's not a matter of micromanaging or controlling so much as just having that permission to be real. And this also is unusual, to have that permission in the midst of all the activities we do. Mostly we're kind of performing, we have emotions, but they're in the background. If anything, we're kind of ignoring or clamping down. So yeah, now we can just notice, and always with that permission to shift attention back to something sometimes much more manageable, just the feel of the breath. So we find our way here. Yeah, we use our wisdom, and find that balance of relaxation and alertness. But we don't even need to make that happen. Just this breath now. These sensations, beginning of the in-breath, beginning of the out-breath. It's good enough. So we'll take a few more minutes for the meditation. Sort of doesn't matter what's happened so far. We can learn from what happens, but we don't need to evaluate it. And even when we have thoughts along those lines, which are natural, we can practice not taking them too seriously. We don't try to reach into the future to make sure everything is okay, because we can't do that. So the action is now, more or less now, this breath. We can tune attention to the midst of whatever is happening. Find the feel of your breath or your hands, sounds, some home base. Seem relatively trivial. Reasonable question, how can this help? So we look into that, but we don't have to figure it out, and it can help. And equally, when our mind is racing or there's a strong emotion, just mustering some awareness, tuning into our bodies, feel of the emotion, the palpable, visceral feel, often in the torso. Always with the permission to shift back to the hands or the breath. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. If you are new to meditation, it can be hard sometimes to believe how simple the basics of meditation are. And of course, there are differing forms and differing approaches. But most forms, not all, but most forms would begin with this activity of our minds, where we muster some patience and decide to place attention with something actually happening that isn't terribly stimulating, right? And so even in this meditation, I invited you to focus on sounds, sensations in your bodies, the feel of the breath or the hands. And other forms would use thoughts, like a mantra. We can use visual objects, just gazing. So it's quite interesting, the differing forms, but we want to be careful not to get too fake ourselves out by, you know, kind of staying abstract. It's a very practical activity, whatever form we use. And when we do find that it feels really complicated, that's a good opportunity just to notice there are no doubt thoughts in play, and we really don't need to take them too seriously. I mean, I'm saying this in the context of course we're going to take our thoughts seriously, right? As human beings, it's amazing that we can think and remember the past to some extent and plan to some extent and so forth. And in my view, there's nothing about meditation that's in conflict with all of these capacities. But it turns out that most of us find it beneficial to give ourselves something else to do also. And so in this type of meditation, we take the opportunity not simply to be obsessed with our thoughts so much as just recognizing thinking is real, never fighting them in the sense of trying to clear our minds. That's a myth that we need to do that. But kind of shifting that attention to our bodies, especially relative to the experience of emotions. And then even simpler, just the feel of the breath. And so this can take us a long ways and so forth. So yeah, Serena just posted in the chat a public service announcement, aka advertisement. We are forming a cohort, the intensive practice program cohort. We do it every year from March through December. It's for people who have had a taste of mindfulness and want a community to practice with regularly. We're doing this on Zoom still. And there would be monthly meetings of the entire cohort, smaller meetings with pods. You'd have a mentor to work with, and then encouragement to practice and support. So it's sort of like these weekly meetings, but a little bit more structure and then taking classes and so forth. So it's all talked about on the link that Serena shared there. So yeah, thank you very much. Good to practice with you. Yeah, we'll see you.